all the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
Sarah Jessica Parker is saying that she doesn't think Sex and the City could be released in 2018 because of how much the world has changed in the last few years. I was thinking about that. Like, would that show still be relevant today? And she thinks not. She says, I don't think it would be the same show at all.
Wait, stop. You got to do the voice. You're talking Sex and the City. You got to
She doesn't do that voice.
Well, you got to sound like Sarah Jessica Parker then.
I don't know how to sound like her.
Just go then.
All right.
Whatever.
She says, I don't think it would be the same show at all. This was a show about four women in a very specific city and a very specific time.
Uh-huh.
Politically, economically, and culturally, the world has changed so much. Frankly, I don't know if it would be as sentimental and romantic. I think we are much more cynical people now, so I don't know how you would tell this story.
That's interesting. I would say that some of these shows, that like Seinfeld, I don't think Seinfeld would be totally relevant. It'd be a different show.
It'd be very different. And I think it would be mean, like a little more mean-spirited.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't know.
But the thing is Sex and the City is not going to be made in 2018 if they keep talking about it like
that,
this. All of the actresses are like, we're not going to do it because we're going to do this.
And her and Kim Cattrall are having this big fight, and like she's the one kind of being cynical and mean about it.
Right.
I don't know, Sarah, I almost called her Sarica. That's my new name for her, Sarica Parker. She needs to maybe slow her roll a smidge.
A little bit. Yeah, she does.
And pipe down because I don't want to hear any more about this like fantastical Sex and the City that's probably not going to happen.
Well, speaking of something that's timeless, you know, we were talking about that show being not being timeless, but the thing that is timeless is all the Marvel things everywhere. Comic book legend Stan Lee, you'd think he'd be rolling in the dough, right?
Right, you would think so.
So he is watching his fortune disappear. And now police are actually investigating it as a case of possible elder abuse.
Oh, my goodness.
So 95-year-old Spider-Man creator and created a ton of the great characters of Marvel comics. He noticed that $1.4 million disappeared from his bank account recently. Checks were apparently forged from his account. And some of the money was used to purchase a condo in Hollywood.
Oh, my goodness.
A special unit of the LAPD was at Stan Lee's house last Friday to interview him and go through his financial records. Now, police do not yet know who was siphoning this money out or if there are multiple people behind the theft.
That is so terrible.
I did hear something about, all of these movies that are being made. Stan Lee's not getting a huge cut.
Yeah.
Which is, to me, ridiculous.
You know, I kind of feel like with how passionate people are about Spider-Man and all those comics, I feel like you wouldn't want to be the guy identified as stealing money from Stan Lee.
Oh, yeah. Those people are going down.
Like, I think there's going to be a bunch of superheroes that are going to come up and teach this guy a lesson.
Yeah, I think so. They're going to have to call in the Avengers for this one.
Exactly.
But that's the entertainment wrap for today.
98.3 The Coast.
The Entertainment Wrap Podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.